It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll meet the organizer and the grand prize winner of a brand new Wisconsin-focused short film festival that launches this week in Stevens Point. First, Kate Archer-Kent joins me now because it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. As a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something interesting when you tune in. That's thanks to your support. Listeners provide the largest share of funding for WPR programs. When you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Hey, Kate.
Hey. Well, here's the deal, Rob. Our goal is 15 gifts this hour. This goal, very important. It's set to make sure we have the funding needed for the programs that you rely on.
We'll meet the goal one donation at a time. Let's start with yours. Give a call at 888-202-2552. Usually you've got that website. Might work if you try it now, but we have some issues with it right now. We're working to get that fixed. In the meantime, make that donation by calling 888-202-2552 or I didn't even know you could do this. If you have the WPR app,
yep.
Apparently, you can make a donation right there.
No one. All these solutions.
Okay, lots of people.
Well, you know, here we think about, let's reflect upon the meaning of what public radio is. And public radio means listener-supported radio.
While we do appreciate business contributions and federal and state tax dollars, listener support is the largest source of funding for Wisconsin public radio programs. Your gift of any amount really does matter. Make that gift now at 888-202-2552.
This member drive show off your support for the WPR programs you value with the new WPR Belt Bag. Stylish, it's hands-free bag, and it is the perfect way to keep your phone, your wallet, your keys, those things close and accessible. Your new WPR accessory will be broadcast your commitment to the news, the information, the entertainment, all the community relies on. So ask for your WPR belt bag when you give $10 a month or more at 888-202-2552. Website is WPR.org.
WPR exists because people contribute. When we all give, our contributions add up to make this program possible. Your gift really does make a difference.
It's as simple as that. One gift at a time. Listeners make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. So make your gift now. The number is 888-202-2552.
We know you value your time. We value your time as well. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a few minutes. Tell us your name, contact info, how much you want to give, and how much you'd like to pay.
It is super quick, very easy to do right now, and your gift really helps. So take the next few minutes, support the station you count on with your gift. Make it at 888-202-2552.
If you're 100% locked into giving on the website, we will get that up and running, I think, before too long. Make a commitment right now to say, I'm going to check in this evening at WPR.org, make my gift then. Or if you want to make that call, 888-202-2552. Here's a great reason to do this right now. We've got an exciting drawing for a 5-piece cookware set from La Crusée. One lucky winner is going to take their kitchen to the next level with a high-end and lightweight cast iron cookware set. Great for Food Friday.
Oh,
cook along
yes,
with those while
yes.
you listen.
Uh-huh.
Enter for your chance to win with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Sustainers, those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, you are automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, do become one right now. It is easy to set up monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll provide ongoing support for the programs you love, and you get automatically entered into the drawings we have during member drives.
Troy in Algoma says, radio transports me to a world where I listen closely to other people's stories. I think it benefits both our hearts and our brains to spend time focusing on other people's experiences. Thank you, Troy. Very well said. And Kate, on your show and here on Central Time, we get so much of that. Getting that connection with other people, our fellow listeners around the state and the world, our guests sharing their stories, the stories of others. So much opportunity for that kind of connection that Troy is talking about.
There is indeed. So join Troy. Make your gift now. It's powerful. It really helps at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-552-2552. Thank you for your connection. Thank you for your support of WPR.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Experimental, animation, documentary, music video, those are just a few of the categories for the new Basin Short Film Festival, which begins this Thursday, October 5th in Stevens Point and runs through the weekend. It's the latest effort from the nonprofit Create Portage County, which is helping connect arts and other community organizations around North Central Wisconsin. We're going to get a preview of the festival from the organizer and hear from the grand jury prize-winning filmmaker. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a film festival fan? What makes a great film fest in your opinion? Do you have a favorite one in Wisconsin or a local one that you like to go to? Tell us why you support your local film festival. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Garrett Katerzinski is project manager with the group Create Portage County. Garrett, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
And Derek Petrowski is a Stevens Point-based photographer and videographer for musicians, cosplayers, and special events and won the top jury prize. Derek, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Garrett, can you give us the origin story for this short film festival in the region?
Yeah, so I've been working through a couple grants with Create Portage County, and one of our big ones recently was to work with across North Central Wisconsin with different arts orgs, community centers, and basically start to tap into individual talent resources across the region so we can do more together, have collective scale in, you know, everything we do, instead of doing things, in isolation in our various counties. So a film fest, with my history in video production in my past roles and, you know, even working on film fest during undergrad in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I thought it'd be a great vehicle to both find talent in the region, showcase the talent across North Central Wisconsin and the entire state, and then present it through some new maker spaces, community centers, distilleries, breweries that we have in this area. So sort of connecting spaces and people across the region.
And let's talk about that region. The Basin, I think, is not necessarily a household word in the state. Can you talk about this concept of the Basin uniting this part of northern Wisconsin?
Yeah, it derives from the geographical area we live in. So it has ties in our physical space. And it's the Upper Wisconsin River Basin that basically, in some cases, the Wisconsin River connects some of our hubs right to the shores. Our idea center here in Point hugs the shores of the Wisconsin River. The Tomahawk Library, ArtStart, some of our other partners also hug that same river. So we kind of have that energy flowing between our locations, both physically and now hopefully more metaphysically as well.
And Derek, you're a filmmaker right there in Point. Can you talk a little bit about what got you on board with submitting your entries to the Basin Film Festival?
Sure thing. So originally I was aware that the film festival was being put on. Garrett had reached out to a couple of us to discuss plans for it. And basically there was other things going on, so I wasn't able to help with organizing the event, but I know that they were accepting submissions, and I had my videos, my music videos that I had made with some of the other talent that were within Wisconsin, and my one of the people that I worked with, Emmett James, he reached out to me, reminded me, and I believe it was the first time hearing it. I knew about the festival, but then he reached out saying, hey, you should give this a shot, submit it. And I was like, I thought to myself, okay, well, if Emmett's going to say that I should submit it, I might as well just submit it. So I figured, I wasn't sure if I was going to get a chance. I'm always self-conscious, so it's still great even being accepted. Just getting the grand jury prize in general is just a shock to me, in all honesty.
And congratulations on that. And Derek, can you talk a little bit about, you know, being a filmmaker in Stevens Point? Do you feel like, you know, you're a guy alone in a room editing tape or video? Or do you feel like, hey, yeah, I am part of an artistic community here in this part of the state?
Well, for the longest time, it definitely felt like I was alone in that part, mainly just because whenever it comes to film, the most common thing that you think of is somewhere like LA or Hollywood, or even in bigger areas like Minneapolis or of Milwaukee, Chicago, the big areas, the big hubs that have a lot of people next to you. And when you're in a region like Stevens Point, there are still people here, but compared to the larger sizes of the big cities, it can feel somewhat difficult to meet new people. But after I graduated from college, I took some time to just reconnect with different people, travel the state, get to know different musicians, and I've actually gotten to know some of the filmmakers from around town here. So 10 years ago, I probably would have told you that I've just basically been alone in this, but now in 2023, of like 10 years later, of like, or many years after I started, now there's still a lot of the stuff that I do on my own, but I can always call on people as much as I can if I need to.
We're talking about a new short film festival focused in Wisconsin. It kicks off in Stevens Point in a few days. We were just hearing from filmmaker Derek Petrowski, participant and a prize winner there. Also with us, Garrett Katerzinski, festival organizer with the group Create Portage County. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you have a connection with a film festival in your neck of the woods, or this one in particular. Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're getting a preview of the new Basin Short Film Festival starting this week in Stevens Point. Our guests are organizer Garrett Katerzinski with Create Portage County, organizer of the event, filmmaker Derek Petrowski. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you have a question about what it takes to put together a regional film festival like this, or if you're a fan of your own local film festival, join in at 800-642-1234. I want to give a listen to a clip from one of the participants. This is the Best of the Basin winner, filmmaker Nate Shepard.
My name is Jonna Ellison. I am the granddaughter of Carl Ellison, the inventor of the modern snowmobile. Carl Ellison was born with a club foot, which means he couldn't snowshoe and he couldn't ski, and he needed to get around in the woods in the wintertime. All of his friends could go out hunting and fishing, but he couldn't go with them because he had this deformity. In 1924, Carl moved here to Saner, Wisconsin, and bought this hardware store. And what he did was he decided to make himself a machine that would take him on the same trails that his friends would go for their hunting and trapping and fishing.
Garrett, can you talk a little bit about this film and why was it one of the award winners?
Yeah, so as one of the judges and in talking to the panel when we're reviewing the films, We were continually surprised not only by the talent in the region, but in this case, none of us had any idea the snowmobile was invented here in Saner, Wisconsin. So it was kind of a joy to go through the submissions and learn about, you know, these filmmakers and these stories right in our backyards. So that was really cool.
And Derek, I want to check out your submissions. We've got a little clip from a music video you directed. It's called 1,000 Words. Can you set it up a little bit for us?
Okay, so basically, this is from Emmett James' new album that came out earlier this year. I have to get the name together because it's a bit of a mouth. Undeniably, groundbreakingly excellent. He just had it. He's been promoting it a lot this year. He also had a 10-year big band barbecue anniversary in Milwaukee about a month or so ago. So he's been doing this big lately. And this is one of the songs off that album. So we took inspiration from something. One of his inspirations was sort of indie style, sort of smaller scale school settings like Breakfast Club or something like that, something a little more intimate in that aspect. So we wanted to create a story, something similar in vibe to that.
All right, here's a listen. You can't see the video, of course, but here's a listen to the song it's based on.
They say a picture's worth 1,000 words, all of them mean I love you. Well, that's redundant, not for nothing. You know you love it, you still love me. I know last last time I ain't had that ring for you. Lord knows I can't wait to see that bling on you. I don't dress up.
Thousand Words by Emmett James. Now, Garrett, there's also a best student category. Can you talk about how you reached out to student filmmakers and what kind of things impressed you there?
Yeah, well, it's always great to tap into our student audience, both locally with UWSP, University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, and then just up the road in Wausau with North Central Technical College. When I reached out, it's been great working with the faculty through other projects we've been working on. But yeah, it was really cool to tell the schools about the Film Fest, see the submissions come in. And, you know, NTC up in Wausau, it seems they just have a really remarkable new program there with tons of cutting edge gear and a studio. And they ended up submitting sort of a collaborative class project that ended up being very hilarious. It's called The Spinning Wheel of Death. And as filmmakers everywhere, or any Mac user is familiar with that rainbow wheel that spins when you are trying to edit something, render something. And in this case, in their film, it comes out of the screen and starts attacking their classroom to hilarious ends.
Derek, can you make a case for people to go out and check out the Basin Short Film Festival or wherever they are in the state to go out and explore the work of their local filmmaking community?
Of course. Well, I'd say right now, it's been an interesting year for film, to say the least, between the WGA strikes that have been happening, which actually just wrapped up recently, and also the Screen Actors Guild strikes. It puts us in a weird state with the big Hollywood sort of films. And when you go to see independent films, you're gonna see something that you never would have thought of seeing before. You might even find some of your favorite works there. I especially know that Create Portage County has hosted some other film fests, the Spectrum Micro Cinema Festivals, and there's some animated shorts that I've seen from there that honestly I remember fondly from there. So you come out this weekend, you are going to see a lot of talent from a lot of up and coming or more working independent filmmakers that you might be glad to find out about.
And Garrett, I'm sure your attention is mostly on what happens over the next handful of days here. That said, are you looking to do Basin Short Film Festival again next year?
Absolutely. We wanted to hit the ground running this year with a bunch of venues, a bunch of filmmakers from across the state, but we're really looking forward to refining it in the coming years, even highlighting more filmmakers, more different genres, and more spaces. As I've seen, moving to a small town, as Derek said, it can feel like, you're isolated, but you see the amount of work happening and the new spaces being built, boots on the ground. It makes you excited for what's to come.
Garrett, thanks for joining us and have a great festival.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us on.
And Derek, thanks for sharing your work with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
I've been talking to Garrett Katerzinski, project manager of the group Create Portage County, and Derek Petrowski, photographer and videographer. We talked to them about the upcoming Basin Short Film Festival in Stevens Point. It runs October 5th through 8th, just around the corner there. For more info, we've got the festival's website linked on our page at wpr.org/centraltime. Now it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. Kate Archer Kent is with me in the studio. She was here this morning. I guess you just stayed there, not moving all day. Yeah, same seat even.
Yeah.
We're here to tell you that your gift now is super important because gifts from people like you are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. All the shows you enjoy are possible thanks to your support. Give now. Call 888-202-2552. We usually say the website WPR.org. It's been a little touch and go today. Maybe just call for now, 888-202-2552.
In this hour, we have a goal of 15 gifts, and thank you so much if you've already given.
If you haven't, join in at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Your gift makes the programs you value every day possible.
Oh, it was so much fun to talk, to hear about this film fest coming to Stevens Point and just how the Central Time crew keeps you in the know on these interesting arts events and exposing us to films that we wouldn't, you know, see otherwise. These are the kinds of conversations that you can count on from Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR is listener supported. That means your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 keeps you connected to these cool and interesting things happening around the state, maybe happening in your neck of the woods. Choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
And we're talking a lot about becoming a sustainer this drive, where you set up ongoing monthly donations, monthly contributions from your bank account or credit card. Well, here is a really nice benefit. As a sustainer, you're automatically entered in member drive drawings.
And there's one going on right now. Could be your lucky drive. You have a chance to win a 5-piece cast iron cookware set from La Crusade. Start your ongoing monthly gifts right now. You'll be entered in the drawing and all future drive drawings when you become a sustainer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about the time you spend listening to WPR on your commutes. Weekdays, you get the news, you get the issues. Weekends, you get laughs and music.
You make great use of your time when you listen in the car. You get where you're going. You also get information and inspiration. Your life is enriched. Your time is more fun every time you get behind the wheel.
And your gift helps make the quality time you spend with us more enjoyable. Anywhere. Anywhere is possible. Make your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. That's a pretty good value. It's less than a cup of coffee or a soda or a day of your cell phone service.
Mm-hmm. Dollar a day comes out to $30 a month. You can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account, charge to your credit card, either that. Make your gift now in the amount that is right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Get entered into that drawing for that 5-piece cookware set from La Crusade. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Sustainers, if you make those ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered. A lot of great reasons to give right now. Support Wisconsin Public Radio. It really does make a difference when you give. Make that phone call. It takes just a few minutes at 888-202-2552. And thanks so much for your support. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk to a Wisconsin political scientist about the last-minute stopgap funding bill passed over the weekend to prevent a government shutdown. First, it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. Kate Archer Kent is with me. Listeners, that means you provide the largest source of funding here at WPR. This drive is your chance to support all the programs you enjoy, so give now. Call at 888-202-2552.
And this hour, we have a goal of 15 gifts. And thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't yet, give now and fund all the WPR programs that you count on. Join in at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Have you ever heard something on Wisconsin Public Radio that you wanted to pass on to a friend? With program notes on WPR.org and audio archives, you can pass things on. Maybe you already have done that.
It is a great way to stay connected with others by passing on ideas, passing on stories, information. We help you stay connected with your friends and families and with the world. Your donation keeps this connection going.
Make your gift right now. Call 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552.
Here at WPR, we have a core group of supporters who give month after month, year after year, and they willingly contribute because they depend on this vital resource. You rely on WPR as well, and maybe for whatever reason, you just haven't given yet.
Well, WPR relies on new donors like you to grow and keep high-quality programs on the air. Today is your day. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month or any amount that's right for you is all it takes.
This member drive, ask for the new WPR baseball cap with your gift of $15 a month. This stylish light green hat is the perfect way to cover up a bad hair day, keep the sun off your face, or add pizzazz to your outfit.
Being that it's a hat, I think you've got to be realistic and you're going to have to wear this on your head.
The words Wisconsin Public Radio span across the top in an arch. It's got a really cool vintage look that's definitely in style.
Ooh, I like this hat.
I love this new WPR hat because, one, it's green, my favorite color, and two, I am a sucker for a really slick looking retro radio.
My hair is long enough to ponytail and sneak it through that hole in the back, so baseball caps are fun.
Ask for your WPR baseball cap and wear it with pride, knowing that you're not just sporting another fashion accessory. You're supporting the in-depth reporting and smart entertainment our community relies on. Give $15 a month or more. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your gift this fall member drive. It's Central Time. Rob Ferret here with Kate Archer Kent. The WPR programs you enjoy are possible thanks to your support. Your gift of $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose makes a big difference for our entire community.
A $10 a month contribution works out to just 33 cents a day. And when you think about the daily information and the inspiration you get from WPR programs, that's a really great value.
What else can you get for 33 cents a day? Surprisingly little. Make your gift of $10 a month right now. You can call that in at 888-202-2552. And then investment of 33 cents a day will yield programs that keep you engaged and up to date.
After you've made your donation to WPR, you can make your gift go further by telling your friends and family.
Whether you use social media, call them up, or mention it when you see them, let them know that you support news, talk, and music on WPR. Make your gift. Hey, I've got good news. Website appears to be working correctly. WPR.org. If you've been putting it off because you didn't want to call, well, there you go. If enough of you do it right now, we'll crash the website again. Try it. WPR.org is that website. Or you could still call 888-202-2552. Then inspire the other WPR fans in your life to do the same.
Our goal is 15 gifts this hour. And this goal is important. It's set to make sure that we have the funding we need for the programs you rely on. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Right now, we have an exciting drawing for a 5-piece cookware set from La Cruze. And I got to say, now, there have been so many opinions on how to pronounce this. And
I know
me and trying to pronounce French things in particular. I just want to curl up in a fetal ball and cry instead of saying again, La Cruze, I'm going with it. That's what they told me it is. One lucky winner. However you want to say it, here's the deal. One lucky winner is going to take their kitchen to the next level with this pretty high-end, lightweight, cast iron cookware set. I could say those words. Enter for your chance to win with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, you are automatically entered.
If you're not a sustainer quite yet, become one right now. It's super easy to set up monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and you'll provide ongoing support for the programs you love and get automatically entered in the drawings we have during member drives.
Make that gift right now. You count on us for great conversations. We count on you to help pay for it. Give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and thank you. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Late Saturday night, Congress passed a stopgap funding bill to temporarily avoid a government shutdown. The legislation will fund the federal government for 45 more days, setting a new deadline of November 17th. After signing the bill, President Biden praised Congress for getting a deal done, but criticized Republicans for using the threat of a shutdown to negotiate for priorities that he thought were settled in the deal to raise the debt ceiling.
A few months ago, after a long negotiation between myself and Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, we came to agree on a budget agreement precisely to avoid a manufactured crisis that we just witnessed. But the last few days and weeks, extreme MAGA Republicans tried to walk away from that deal, voting for deep, drastic spending cuts from 30 to 80% that would have been devastating for millions of Americans. They failed again. They failed again, and we stopped them. But I'm under no illusions that they'll be back again.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy finds himself in a difficult position as he tries to balance the demands of the most conservative Republicans in his caucus while trying to find compromise with Democrats. We're learning more about how the last-minute deal came together, where government funding negotiations go from here. Henrik Schatzinger is professor of political science, chair of the political science department, and director for the Center for Politics and the People at Ripon College. Henrik, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
When we first called you, Henrik, it was to either talk about this newly started government shutdown or talk about how we just avoided that shutdown. Well, it was plan B there. It turned out. Why do we keep coming so close? Why is there this brinksmanship when it comes to some of the basics of government funding?
Yeah, I think there are two answers to your question. One is more short-term focused. The other one looks at it at the long-term picture. So from a short-term perspective, obviously, you know, right now we have divided government, which means Democrats control one chamber of Congress, Republicans the other chamber. Naturally, that normally means that we have some degree of compromise to move things forward. But in this case, we have some hardliners on the Republican side who are not really willing to make concessions. And so even just before that bill was passed and on a bipartisan basis, Speaker McCarthy tried to secure the short-term funding bill within his own caucus. And there were more than 20 defections. So he had no choice. He had to reach out to the Democrats and at least make a short-term deal. Now, on the other hand, in terms of long-term, you know, a long-term sort of perspective, I think what you could look at is that both parties have been moving in different directions for a long time. I think we can go back basically to Barry Goldwater in 1964. So it's been a decades-long process. And at the same time, we have also more voters who live more amongst themselves. So the self-sorting of voters, you have gerrymandering, and you put all of this together, this is where you end up with.
Looking at this 45-day stopgap spending bill, does anything stand out to you in terms of what was included, what changes were suggested by some of the more conservative members of the House and then rejected? Are there highlights in this, month-and-a-half-long spending bill?
Yeah, so I think what's most important to understand is that funding for programs will simply continue at their existing levels for most programs, if not all. In addition, however, there were some interesting components here that we could mention, right? So the one conversation was about disaster relief funds. So what's in this bill is that $16 billion have been set aside for future natural disaster reliefs. And then what's also, of course, interesting is that the bill does not appropriate any additional funds for Ukraine. I think going forward, this will be certainly a point of discussion and further contention. And of the other aspect of it is border security. Democrats have argued, hey, look, we already raised funds for the border security by 17% at the beginning of this fiscal year. And so they said, we don't need additional, which is about $7.1 billion total right now. And so they said, we don't need additional funding. Republicans do want more funding. And so this is another issue of contention going forward. And lastly, there are no domestic spending cuts that the hardliners want. So the hardliners said, we want $58 billion in domestic spending cuts. $14.7 billion of those would be in education grants, primarily going to lower income areas and their schools. So those are off the table for now, but certainly the issue hasn't gone away and will come up again.
You mentioned the Ukraine funding. That was a sticking point in this bill. I think if I have things right, there would be, if you just put, hey, should we keep funding Ukrainian resistance to the Russian invasion? I think a majority of both chambers of commerce have spoken favorably of it, but it was a sticking point in this particular bill. Do you expect more talk either for a separate bill to help Ukraine or whatever comes out in 45 days, we're going to be here again arguing over this?
Yeah, I think it really depends also on how the vote to vacate that Matt Gaetz from Florida has threatened to put on the floor, how this is going to go. So I think there are so many sort of moving parts at this point, whether the speaker can stay in his position or whether he will be ousted. I think there's lots of pressure right now, of course, on those members to keep him where he is. But going forward, if it turns out the Republicans need Democrats to really possibly keep him in office, they want concessions. And I think the biggest concession here is to really guarantee future funding for Ukraine. Democrats have already said they want at least $6 billion. If they want the concession, they may even ask for more than those $6 billion.
Talking to Henrik Schatzinger, professor of political science at Ripon College, about the last-minute deal reached in Congress to avoid a government shutdown for at least another 45 days. Let's give a listen now about one of those moving parts you just mentioned, Henrik. Here's House Speaker Kevin McCarthy facing heat from conservative members of his party. At least one Republican Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida said, yeah, he's going to force a vote to try to oust McCarthy as House Speaker. Here's Speaker McCarthy in an interview with CBS yesterday.
You know, this is personal with Matt. Matt voted against the most conservative ability to protect our border, secure our border. He's more interested in securing TV interviews than doing something. He wanted to push us into a shutdown, even threatening his own district with all the military people there who would not be paid, only because he wants to take this motion. So be it, bring it on, let's get over with it, and let's start governing. If he's upset because he tried to push us in a shutdown, and I made sure government didn't shut down, then let's have that fight.
Again, two people in the same party in the same Chamber of Commerce there. Henrik, is it unusual to see this level of public finger-pointing between a House Speaker and a member of, in this case, his own caucus?
I would say, even though we live in this era of polarization, and certainly, you know, this degree of infighting that we see on a public sphere, this is really unusual. And it seems to me that if you, as a member of the House, really push it to this level, there is more than just your intention to engage in spending cuts. It seems to me that there is a desire to seek the cameras and also be in the public spotlight and to make a name for yourself. It is unusual, and I think it shows a little bit about people's personality and how they deal with this issue right now.
And Henrik, this is partly a numbers game. Coming out of 2022, well, coming into 2022, Republicans, I think, expected to have a very substantial majority in the House. They came out with an incredibly narrow majority in the House. In some ways, has that empowered the more conservative wing, people like Representative Gaetz, to throw their weight around because the majority doesn't have a very big majority? They can't afford to lose many votes.
Yeah, exactly. I was commentating on election night that, you know, that red wave that people were talking about did not really materialize. And so when you end up with a tiny majority, the speaker can only lose four members of his own caucus when it comes to votes, and that really elevates their importance, right? To keep them sort of under wraps. In this case, they really maximize their own power. But unfortunately, I think obviously at the expense of not only their own party or Congress, but also at the expense of the nation.
We have this stopgap funding in place, passed and signed in short order over the weekend for 45 days. What are you watching for between now and then?
Yeah, the big battle is still internally, whether Speaker McCarthy can really survive this, you know, politically speaking. Can he stay in office? To me, it's not clear that he can, to be honest. It seems that, you know, a couple of other members of the House have already indicated that they may vote against McCarthy as a speaker. So in that case, I think that opens up the door for more negotiations possibly with Democrats. And we just already touched on this issue of concessions. This will not come for free. If Democrats were somehow in some shape or form, you know, keep McCarthy in office, they would want something in return. So I think, to be honest, overall, the situation quite now is pretty open-ended and very fluid. So it's hard to really predict how this is going to unfold. The one thing that Republicans also know is that there's nobody on their side who would gain more votes if it comes to, you know, a new speakership than the existing speaker. So there's no true alternative, which makes the situation even more strange and complex.
A lot to watch for. Henrik, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
Henrik Schatzinger is a professor of political science, chair of the political science department, and director for the Center for Politics and the People at Ripon College. He's with us today to look at the stopgap funding bill passed by Congress over the weekend to avert a government shutdown for now. Now it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. Your support is the foundation of funding for WPR programs. It's the largest piece. It's what makes WPR your go-to place for great conversations. That's why Kate Archer Kent is with me now to encourage you to make your gift in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hey, Kate.
Hey there. And when 15 people join in, Rob will be on track to support the programs that we all enjoy and rely on every day.
WPR programs are listener powered. That means your gift right now makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This last conversation is such a good example of how Central Time really keeps you up to speed on the latest developments on Capitol Hill here at home in Wisconsin. As we look at, you know, what was happened, we dig into the averting the government shutdown and really how it affects us here in Wisconsin with analysis from a Ripon College political scientist. So these are the kinds of conversations you can count on from Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR is listener supported. That means your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And how about ask for the new WPR baseball cap? You know, Larry was wearing one this morning.
I was here with Larry on his show, and it was a very fetching cap.
Yeah, yeah.
I may have to procure one of those for my own self.
I don't know how
cap.
He got access. Well, anyway.
I think he gives money. I do too, though. And I think as a sustainer, I think I could ask for one.
Uh-huh. You're right. So this is Light Green Hat, features a retro embroidered radio and WPR branding. Great for fall. Anytime you can wear it, it'll show off your commitment to essential news and quality entertainment. So ask for yours when you give $15 a month or more at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
My life would be diminished without Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, I wouldn't want to do without it.
It's just a comfort to me to have it on while I'm making dinner. And
gives you a whole different perspective on things.
Many, many times I've listened to the radio and it's made me laugh or cry.
Wisconsin Public Radio is my source
for connecting to the world.
For everything I like to hear on the radio.
For everyday listening.
Make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. During this fall member drive, it's Central Time. Rob Ferret here with Kate Archer-Kent. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for all the Wisconsin Public Radio programs you rely on. That's why your gift of $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
And listeners make the programs here on Wisconsin Public Radio worthwhile, but it's members who make the programs possible.
You get all these great programs because members, people like you who donate, kick in the largest amount of funding for WPR programs. Become a member right now. Help make WPR possible with your gift of maybe $100 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And everyone should make the gift that works for them. And for you, that might be a gift of $100 or $200 a month.
Maybe that's what you pay for cable or your family phone plan. Listening to WPR is something you do every day. Put a value on it like other things that are important to you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552.
Once again, our goal is 15 gifts this hour. This goal is important. It is set up to make sure that we have the funding we need for the programs you rely on each day. So give now. Any amount helps at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
As an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you could win a 5-piece cookware set from La Crusade. No contribution is necessary. See WPR.org/drawing for details. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Sustainers, those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, great news, you are already automatically entered into that drawing. If you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now when you make your gift. Takes just a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I want to give a shout out to Sadie in Portage who says, WPR ensures that I stretch my mind every day, whether it's learning new facts or hearing another person's opinion.
Thank you so much, Sadie, for your gift. And for getting it, for appreciating what Wisconsin Public Radio does, and you get it, you pay for it. We count on you to pay for it, so your gift really does make a difference. How about you? Join Sadie and the thousands, tens of thousands of other people who have supported Wisconsin Public Radio over the years, made it what it is today. We can't do it without you. Make your very important gift right now. Just a few minutes online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio.